Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Wayne Allen Root back on the show. He's the author of The Conscience of a Libertarian. Folks, if you get a chance, check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Lots of stuff there on our website that will help you with your business. You can read, listen, ask questions, check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Wayne is the author of The Conscience of a Libertarian. He was the 2008 Libertarian Vice Presidential nominee. Wayne, you've been traveling all over the country talking about the future of politics in America. What's the future of libertarianism in the United States?
Well, when you look at who's now calling themselves a libertarian in a high profile position, the most popular TV host in America, Glenn Beck, screams every day, "I'm not a Republican. I'm not a conservative. I'm a libertarian." John Stossel, who just joined Fox News and Fox
right.
Business as well, one of the most popular and high-profile guys in America, joined them from ABC TV. And John Stossel said, "I am a libertarian." As a matter of fact, he was on my radio show, Jim, and I said to him, "I call myself a Reagan libertarian. I'm a libertarian conservative." And Stossel said, "I don't know why you do that. I'm a libertarian. I don't need to hide it by using the word conservative."
Right.
So there's a lot of famous people out there. Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's all over Fox News as the legal analyst on Fox, calls himself a libertarian. So, I mean, some of the bigger names on all of Fox TV, an awful lot of people think that Sarah Palin is just like me, a Reagan libertarian. She's conservative and libertarian. So she's certainly, of all the politicians in America, besides myself, the closest to a libertarian would probably be Sarah Palin. So I think the future of the libertarian movement is bright, it's vibrant, it's healthy, it's high energy. I think more people than ever know the name now because of Glenn Beck, and more people are going to be comfortable pulling the lever because of Glenn Beck as well.
Well, you know, one thing, Wayne, that I've covered these issues on my show in the last couple of weeks, this thing with in Massachusetts, I warned the Republicans that wasn't just a shot across the Democrats' bow. It was a shot across Republicans' bow. Barack Obama thinks that he thought he got elected because we were in love with him. He got elected because America wasn't in love with what we had, which included the Republican Party. And so, I think they need to realize that Scott Brown was not elected because he was a Republican. It was elected because he stood for other things. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. I've written commentaries on it on my website, rootforamerica.com, about the fact that was a Tea Party victory, not a Republican victory. And upstate New York, by the way, should have been a Tea Party victory with Doug Hoffman. But unfortunately, the Republican, D.D. Skazavoza, I can never get her name right.
But a Democrat, you mean?
No, she was the Republican who acts like a Democrat, but she was the Republican candidate.
Oh, I see what you, I remember
that. And they ran against the Democrat, I think it was Owen was the Democrat, and the Democrat got in just by 3 points over the conservative party candidate, Doug Hoffman. And it was because the Republican siphoned off enough votes to take away the victory from the conservative, the real conservative. But the end result, and he was a lousy candidate, I thought, and that's why he could have won. If he was a good candidate with a big personality, he could have won that election the way Scott Brown did. So I think the Tea Party movement has made its mark on American politics, and
what party do you think the Tea Party movement is associated with?
Libertarian conservative. That's exactly what they are, to a bullseye. They're libertarian/conservative or conservative/libertarian, and they're certainly associated with Republicans, because that's who is. The Tea Party movement, Jim, is about economics. It's not about abortion. It's not about gay rights.
Right.
It's not about morality. It's about money, getting jobs for the American people.
Do you think that the more the Tea Party grows, the libertarians, as you say, do you think that's going to take voters from the Republican Party or from the independents?
Nobody knows. I mean, a lot of people thought that someone like me in 2012, a lot of people say, if I run, I could hurt the Republicans, because obviously everywhere I go, every talk show I appear on, conservative Republicans call in and say, "I love you, I'm going to vote for you." So that would appear that I would hurt Republicans. And yet, when you look at what happened in Massachusetts, Tea Party people supported the Republican. So, I mean, Tea Party movement voters, dedicated Tea Partiers. I'm not sure what word you want to use for them, Tea Party enthusiasts. They certainly are mostly ex-Republicans or people who still call themselves Republicans, and they're disappointed with the GOP and with George
Bush. And what you're saying, though,
where they'll go, no one knows.
And what you're saying is whether they realize it or not, when they exercise their Tea Party, the Tea Party activity, they're being libertarian. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
Correct. They're for economic and personal freedom.
Yeah.
Correct.
Now, one of the things that I've been pointing out lately is we often hear about somebody saying they're a registered Democrat or a registered Republican, or they say, no, I'm an independent. I'm not part of any party. I wonder if, you know, I can see the day when people would say, I'm a registered independent.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, you look at the polls, Pew poll, Rasmussen poll, they all say the same thing. And what they say is more people now consider themselves independents than either Republican or Democrat, than either party, and more people now support the Tea Party movement and see it in a positive way than either Republicans or Democrats.
Yeah.
That's an amazing development, Jim, and that's one that the media just can't understand. I can understand it. I think all those people could easily be Republicans, but the Republican Party has left them.
And that's the reason why I said about what I said about the Massachusetts race. Republicans don't need to feel all warm and fuzzy about what happened in Massachusetts, because that was a cautionary tale for them as well.
Right. A cautionary tale for all politicians. I think I said it best when I said, let's veto the entire United States Congress in 2010, meaning throw every single one of them out. Veto stands for vote every one of them out.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter what party they're in. It doesn't even matter if it's a good one. It, you know, everybody likes their own congressman. The statement we need to make is to throw out every incumbent politician, even some of the good ones, and replace them with somebody new. It's our own version of term limits.
Right.
It's our own American Revolution.
I think that may happen, and I think that's the reason you're seeing a lot of more and more of the veteran lawmakers deciding to retire. Hold on to that thought. Wayne Allyn Root is our guest. His book is called The Conscience of a Libertarian. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.